तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/नेपाली जानुहोस्।
To keep us all safe and to help our health workers, it's vital to know quickly if you've come in contact with someone who has tested positive for coronavirus. It's why we've introduced the COVID Safe app. With your privacy protected by law, COVID Safe keeps a secure note of other users you've been near if you have to go out. So, if they test positive for coronavirus, you'll be notified. It'll help us stop the spread sooner so we can get back to the things we love. Download COVID Safe today.
र सरकारको कोभिड सेफ नामक एप र उक्त सरकारद्वारा तयार पारिएको उक्त एपबारे विज्ञापनमा भन्ने चाहिँ सरकारले पनि भनाइहरू दोहोऱ्याइरहेको छ। विशेष गरी मानिसहरूको गोपनीयताबारे जुन उक्त एपले मानिसहरूको गोपनीयतामाथि चुनौती सिर्जना गर्न सक्ने खालको भनाइहरू जुन आइरहेको छ त्यो अहिले सरकारले चाहिँ त्यस्ता चिन्ताहरू कम गर्ने प्रयास पनि गरिरहेको छ। तर एकचोटि उक्त एपबारे चर्चा गर्नुभन्दा अगाडि एकचोटि उक्त एप आज भरे बेलुका 6 बजे देखि सार्वजनिक हुँदैछ, जसलाई मानिसहरूले आफ्नो फोनमा डाउनलोड गर्न सक्नेछन्। मानिसहरूको फोनमा रहेको ब्लुटुथ कनेक्सन मार्फत यदि कोही समुदायमा मानिसहरू कोरोना भाइरस सङ्क्रमित भएको पुष्टि भएका मानिसहरूको छेउमा कम्तीमा 15 मिनट बिताउनेछन् भने उक्त मोबाइल फोन एपले मानिसहरू को मानिस कोसँग सङ्क्रमित रहेको व्यक्तिसँग कति समय बिताएको भन्ने बारे जानकारी अधिकारीहरूलाई प्रदान गर्न सक्ने भन्ने जुन एपको व्यवस्था रहेको छ त्यसबारे केही बेर अगाडि स्वास्थ्य मन्त्री ग्रेग हन्टले घोषणा गरेका थिए। ग्रेग हन्टको यो भनाइ एकचोटि सुनिहालौँ।
Australian government, in partnership with the medical community, has established the COVID Safe app, and what it does is that it assists in the early alert and finding of people who may have been in contact with a person that is positive with a diagnosis. How does it work? Very simply, download the app from your app store. It could be the Google app store, it could be the Apple app store. Subsequently register from 6 p.m. today. You then have your app open. It provides a Bluetooth handshake. It sits on your phone in terms of the data. That data is encrypted. No one has access to it, not even yourself, no Commonwealth officials. If you are diagnosed, then you already have voluntary consent for downloading the app, but you're asked a second time. Only a state public health official can be given access to that data, and only after you have then consented for a second time.
र स्वास्थ्य मन्त्री ग्रेग हन्ट विशेष गरी एपले चाहिँ तपाईँलाई दुईचोटिसम्म सोध्न सक्ने र तपाईँले आफैले पनि उक्त जानकारी हेर्न नसक्नुहुने बताउँदै र विशेष गरी एपले चाहिँ अब समुदायमा सङ्क्रमण फैलनबाट रोक्न सहयोग गर्ने भन्ने घोषणा गर्दै स्वास्थ्य मन्त्री ग्रेग हन्ट र त्यसबारे अस्ट्रेलियाका प्रमुख स्वास्थ्य अधिकारी ब्रेन्डन मर्फीले पनि केही प्रतिक्रिया दिएका थिए। उनले पनि उक्त एपको महत्त्वबारे जोड दिएका थिए केही बेर अगाडि।
The reason that we need the world's best public health response system is because this virus is so infectious. We know that there are small amounts of this virus circulating in our communities, very small on the numbers the minister has just been telling us. But we also know that it's so infectious it can take off really quickly, as we saw in northwest Tasmania, as we've seen in other outbreaks, we've seen unfortunately in a couple of aged care facilities. So we have to be in a position where we can detect and respond as early as possible to any infections. And that requires a number of things. It requires increased testing. We've already expanded the testing across Australia to anybody who has acute respiratory symptoms. And we encourage again, anybody with a cough or a cold, go and get tested. Ring your GP or go to one of the testing clinics and get tested. So we want a lot more testing. We're also going to be testing people who are asymptomatic, what we call sentinel testing with properly sampled. We've just been talking today about using healthcare workers as maybe one of the first places, health and aged care workers, because they are in the front line.
र केही बेर अगाडि स्वास्थ्य परीक्षण गर्नुका साथसाथै मोबाइल एप मार्फत समुदायमा रहेका सम्पर्कहरूबारे जतिसक्दो छिटो सम्पर्कहरूबारे कोरोना भाइरससँग सङ्क्रमितहरूबारे जति छिटो जानकारी पायो त्यति छिटो भाइरसलाई नियन्त्रण गर्न सकिने भन्ने बारे प्रतिक्रिया दिँदै प्रमुख स्वास्थ्य अधिकारी ब्रेन्डन मर्फी र यो छोटो रिपोर्ट पछि अहिलेको लागि श्रोताबिन्द एसपिएस रेडियोमा ब्रेक लिइहालौँ।
SBS Radio.
Like, share र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।